One of the best ways to keep an ongoing stream of beautiful women in your life without having to do a whole lot of work or go out and chase them at all is to build up a massive social circle and have women join that social circle. But what's even easier is to walk into a social circle that is kind of in disarray and take it over. This is one of the first things I actually applied from psychology class and took straight out of a book, walked into a social circle, used this one technique that I'm going to teach you today, and sort of took over the social circle immediately. And as soon as I was accepted in that social circle, I had free range to all of the different women that were singles in that social circle, and some of the ones that were dating someone but were about to break up, and then they'd come back to me later on. Now, I'll tell you this concept. There's 6 rules that make up long-term attraction. Social circle game makes good use of one of these major rules, and that rule is called propinquity. Propinquity is really just a fancy way of saying your social surrounding, your social proximity to someone else, meaning that you're in their social circle. And this concept plays on the idea that if you're in a social circle and you're accepted by that social circle, then the women within that social circle are now available to you. They're allowed to date you. So they will date you and they will hook up with you or whatever it is. And if you're not accepted by that social circle and you try to get a woman within that group, you have to be accepted by the group first before you can do it, which means that as you're chasing her, you're going to have a lot of enemies, which is not good because anyone else who likes her in that social circle won't like you. Or it means that she would have to leave her entire social circle in order to be with you. And let me tell you why most women will not do this. When we have a social circle and we're part of that group, we're part of that sort of crew, we don't realize this, but each person within that group plays a specific role in our lives. Now, these different roles match up directly to different parts of gender roles. Now, there may be the protector, the one guy or girl who protects everybody in the group. There's the provider, somebody who hosts all the events and makes sure everyone's taken care of. There are the party people who keep everybody happy. There are the jokesters. There are the people who are serious, they're logical, that make sure that everyone goes in the right direction. There's the person who fixes everything when something's broken. There are all these different social roles. And when you enter a social group, whether you know it or not, you're playing one of those roles. Now, there's one role within that social group that everyone looks up to, and that is the host. That's the leader. That's the sort of alpha in the group, but not in the sense of like a weird kind of sleazy way where you're trying to like out alpha or be a tough dude. More like you protect everyone. You make sure everyone is happy. You make sure everyone's comfortable. You take care of people, make sure that they're in the right place and that they're introduced to the right people as well. You're sort of a social ambassador. You're looking out for everybody else. And because of that, everybody in the whole group trusts you and needs you. Now, the reason why this happens is because most people consider that they don't know how to create their own happiness. So if you can create their happiness for them, then they feel all of a sudden like you are the source of all of their happiness. This plays on a lot of really beautiful concepts in the area around value. We can get into that another time, but for now, value is one of the most important concepts in order to create long-term attraction, not just toward women, but also attract great jobs and great friends and things like that as well. But for now, let's just focus on the women part of all this. So you have propinquity to use on your side only if you can enter a social group and become part of it. Because what a woman will have to do if you're not a part of that social group is she'll have to choose you over all of these people that she has. So that would mean that you would have to play all the roles of all these other people in this social group, and you have to do it better than they would. Otherwise, when she meets you, she's going to go, well, it'd be safer for me to stay where I am and date someone here than it would be for me to leave and date you specifically. This is why a lot of girls will date guys secretly and won't tell their friends about it, because they don't want to lose their friendship group if they don't accept this guy. Now, what you want to do is you don't want to give this girl the opportunity to feel this anxiety. You don't want her to feel uncomfortable. Instead, what you want to do is you want to integrate yourself into her social circle easily and painlessly and sync sort of seamlessly so that it seems like you were always part of this group. Now, whenever I use this concept, the first thing I did was I found a group of people. And I never studied anything before, so the first thing I ever applied, and I took it straight from psychology class and went out and applied it in my real life, real everyday life. I found a group of people that I thought didn't have a very clear leader. You can usually point these groups out, because everybody is eccentric in the group. Everyone's trying to find their own space. Everyone's either dressed kind of an extremely different way, or it seems like maybe a group of misfits you would look at, one really hot girl standing next to an emo kid standing next to another really hot girl that's athletically hot and focuses a lot on her sport and things like that. So when you walk into a group like that, usually they're in that group because they don't have anywhere else to go in that moment. And they feel comfort in that group. We always try to find comfort in our lives. And so there's no difference when it comes to social groups. We're trying to find that place that we belong, that place of comfort. So what you do is you want to find the person who hosts everything in the first place. And this is what I did. I walked in. I found the guy who throws a lot of parties within this group. And I found him outside of a party. Just figured out who he was by talking around and asking some of the people, you know, when there's going to be a party, figuring out whose house it was. And then I ended up running into him and I started talking to him. And what I did is the first time I met him, I just tried to get out of him what he was interested in. It turns out he was interested in music. So I was like, look, you know what? I used to do recording and I used to do a lot of music stuff and this is just how I am. So, you know, I'd love to sit down with you at some point and show you what I did so you can record some stuff. I'll even help you record it. And he was like, that's amazing, you know? So I offered this guy a lot of value. So I went over to his house later. I helped him set up some recording stuff just as a friend. And I helped him get this recording done. And he thanked me a bunch. And I said, don't worry about it. And he invited me to his next party. Now, this is where the social circle mastery really comes in. The propinquity really worked in my favor. My social proximity worked in my favor at this point. So when I showed up to this party, the first thing that everyone did was go, who the hell is this guy? Because I obviously didn't fit in. I wasn't part of their group. I was kind of more business oriented and very straight, a lot more straight laced than a lot of people in the group. And I show up and they don't know whether or not I'm accepted. But as soon as the guy who's throwing the party turns around and goes, hey, Josh, what's going on? Come on in, meet these people. And he started introducing me. Immediately, all of the women in the room turned around and started looking at me. Now, I met everybody and said hello. And I used a concept that I outline in one of my products in the Tao of Badass called polyamory, the polyamory bomb, which is basically the concept that you can date lots of people at the same time as long as you're very upfront about it in the very beginning so that they know. And I did this, and when they asked me, eventually came around to whether or not I had a girlfriend, I told them I had several, and they all knew each other, and they were cool with it, and I have a whole thing that I said every single time to be polyamorous. And it raised a lot of eyebrows. A lot of girls were like, oh my God, that's interesting, you know. And then one by one, they'd approach me and start talking to me. And I hooked up with one of them, and I was open. I told her, I'm dating other women, and I introduced her to other women. Then another woman would come up, and I'd hook up with her, and I'd hook up with the first one still. So now I'm dating two women within this social group. I have two girlfriends within the social group, and then another, and I had six of these girls out of this social group all dating me at the same time, all because I went into this group and gave value and assumed my position in the social circle, and all of a sudden they were allowed to date me. I was a new face, I was accepted by everybody, and I was confident enough to be honest with them and let them know that I was dating lots of women straight from the very beginning. Now, whenever I said that, if you really are dating lots of women, you don't have a problem with one girl saying she's not going to hook up with you. It doesn't matter. So if a girl says, I can't do that, I can't hook up with you, then if you really are dating lots of women at once, you're not going to go, oh no, it's okay, it's not like I'm weird, and you won't try to explain yourself. You just go, okay, no big deal. If you ever change your mind, let me know. We'll hang out. Not a big deal. So whenever I did that to these girls, they were very intrigued, and one by one, sort of secretly, they came back to me to hang out with me, to date me, to be a part of sort of my world, because I had a very interesting life and I was sort of new in their group and they all wanted to be a part of that. So I highly suggest you use the concept of propinquity. If you just use that alone, I guarantee you'll see some amazing success. If you want to use it in conjunction with other concepts that you've learned, feel free to do that. I know that Scott McKay is given a lot of really brilliant ideas for you and a lot of really great foundations and advanced level concepts that you need in order to be a truly attractive man all around. Use this in conjunction with everything he's taught you, and I think you'll have a really solid social circle mastery level to where you are seeing results immediately, not in 2 weeks, not in a month from now, not in 3 days, but tonight you can go out and do this. Another really powerful concept once you get inside the social group is start bringing other people into it and accepting them as they come in. When you do this, you'll make everyone else in the group happy because they'll be a part of a larger group. And, you'll increase the popularity of everyone else there. But you'll also elevate yourself to a higher position, a higher status level. The more people you bring in underneath you and that you bring into this social group, the more people associate you as a source of all their value, the source of all their happiness, and the source of all their group acceptance. And this is where you want to be as a leader. So go ahead and try that out. Tell me what you think. If you really like it a lot, let me know. Let Scott know. And I think you're going to see some great success from it. If you want to check out more, then go to thechickwhisperer.com/Josh. And you'll see a link there, and it will redirect you to get some free videos from me. And it will absolutely give you some great insights. And I think you'll get a lot of information, a lot of really good concepts out of it. I got some really great information there, and a lot more stuff like this that I think you'll really dig. And it's absolutely free. Just check it out. So thanks for checking this out. And I will look forward to hearing from you and seeing what you think.